Happy Halloween, all you beer drinkers. It is the Beer Baroness, but I'm just going to go by Ashley from now on because I've been told that it's uber lame to go by Beer Baroness. And, you know, I want my listeners to keep listening, so I don't want to be lame.
Well, I'll then go, instead of by Beer Baroness, go to my name as well.
Brianne. Right. So if you're meeting us for the first time, we're Brianne and Ashley. We're Ashley and Brianne, and we like beer.
Well, I do know. I think I did.
Right. And I mean, it's funny because on this like beer journey, Brianne has really kicked her feet up and started really getting a lot of beers. Yeah.
In fact, I just did a beer brewery tour yesterday in Cincinnati. We did the Cincy Brewery Bus. Met in Covington, drove out to the March 1st brewery, and then took, I think, about 3 or 4 tastings there, and then went to Fretboard after that, did a couple there, did a really good coffee one that I was surprised I was going to like, because that thing looked like black as tar.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, God.
Yeah, usually they're pretty sludgy.
And it was really good, though. It was a good coffee flavor. And then we went to a couple of other ones. We went to Rheingeist, which is my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And went to, we ended it at Braxton, which we have gone to a couple of times.
We have, yeah.
And it was a good time had by all.
Yeah.
And I will definitely go back and do
and
it.
And you rode a bus.
Rode a bus. And the guy that was our tour guide / bus driver was of the Hudapole family.
And for those of you who don't know what Hudapole is, that is a local brewery, I believe, that is a really old brewery in this area.
Yep.
I think
they still brew, but I don't think that they brew under the Hudapole name anymore.
I don't think they do either. I actually think they are somehow linked up with Moorline Brewery.
They are.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that another really old brewery in the area, Wiedemann's, also is also with Hudapole. And my son is here with us as well.
Say hi, Jax.
Say hi.
No, he's not going to say anything. Oh, hello.
he's obviously not old enough to have any beers, so.
I'm old enough to have a root beer.
You are old enough to have a root beer. That is true, but unfortunately we don't have any. So why don't you go out to the garage and ask Dad if he'll take you to go get a root beer. Ooh, la, la.
Ooh, a root beer float.
But, okay. So, what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk more about the beers of Halloween, because the last time you heard us, we talked about Raspberry Alive, and
yeah, the other one that we had was the Easy Cow, which we liked. It wasn't really a
Halloween. Yeah, we liked it, and I would drink that on Halloween or any time, to be honest with you.
Really,
yeah.
Around Christmas time,
that's very true. And it was. It was very honey mead tasting.
Yeah, it was Franz, I think,
the Rheingeist Franz, yeah.
Yeah. And not a fan.
I did like that one. Brianne didn't. We both agreed the Raspberry Delive wasn't what we thought it was gonna be. But we're talking about Halloween beers. So what do you think it characterizes a beer as a Halloween beer?
I would think if I was thinking of a Halloween beer, I'm going to say that it was probably something that has either got a Halloween-type name to it, so it may not even be, like, flavored something Halloween, like you would think of during
right.
like Halloween season.
Right.
Or the other option would be to have a flavor which you would kind of connect with Halloween, so like a pumpkin flavor or
yes.
like a yam flavor or something like that.
Right. Can I get your boots off? Okay, can you just sit in the floor?
Here you go.
We'll sit. And we're taking off boots while we talk because we're multitaskers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brianne.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Tell her thank you.
All right. You are welcome, sir.
So I think the first beer that we're going to talk about here, because she said a pumpkin-themed flavor beer, what better to start off with than Lion & Kugel's Harvest Patch Shandy.
Yeah, and this one I picked out just because I think of Harvest Patch, Harvest Time, Pumpkin Patch. And it still is kind of like you're, because of its shandy, it's a shandy, so you know, right. It's like that. It's going to have probably, hopefully, that sweeter flavor.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of look at it as summer fading into fall.
Exactly. And, you know, I am a big fan of Leinenkugel beers anyways. Mm-hmm. The very first Leinenkugel beer I ever had, I was hooked, and I'm not going to get into them because we're not talking about other types of beers today, but this, right, this is a Weiss beer brewed with honey and other natural flavors. And what's the ABV on that brew?
Let's see, this is, I think we decided to go lowest highest as far as our beers, because we have a lot of beers today.
Yeah, we do. We have quite a few.
And we're just doing small shots of each of them. So this one is at 4.2% ABV.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Weiss beer brewed with honey and natural flavors.
Right. And we she said, we're just taking like small little Dixie cups of the beers because she's got to drive. I got a mom. I got homework. I've got work tomorrow. You know. Right. Her kidneys are about to fall out of her body from yesterday. So, right. So, you know, so we're starting lowest, going to highest. So already off the top, when I'm smelling this beer, I can't smell any pumpkin to it.
No, but
maybe I can.
I don't know. I smell it. It almost smells kind of cinnamony or like yeah. Flavor.
Maybe a nutmeg, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Cheers.
Cheers. Definitely sweet, like you said.
I can taste honey in it.
I do taste honey. You're right.
It reminds me of that Easy Call that we had just like
a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Now that I'm breathing through my mouth after having swallowed it, do you taste a little bit of pumpkin pie flavor? A
little bit. Like I just spit. Sorry, the pumpkin. It's my house. Damn it, I can spit. It's right. Glad I didn't mop. It's like a little bit of that pumpkin pie creamer taste, but not like milky or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
It doesn't have like a cream beer or like a nectar or anything like that. It's,
no,
it's a very light flavor. It's a very light beer as well.
Right.
So it's not overpowering.
No,
it's definitely a sit by the fire and drink this as right. One of your first beers of the night.
Exactly, and you could probably have a whole six pack of this yourself. I mean, sure, you might want to have some snacks. But, like, I'm thinking I could handle about six of these.
Like I said, I prepped on the way over here. I had two of them pre-pies. Mm-hmm. And a double-decker kind of too.
There you go. You're good to go.
Good, yep.
Yeah, I like this one. I had never had this one before, but I like this one. And
that one's a good one. I think that one's a nice, light flavor to it.
What would you rate this one?
I would say it would be somewhere between Hell Yeah Bartender for me another and buying it on somebody else's dime, because it's probably not something that I would go straight to the bar and say, this is exactly what I want to get.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it's not bad. Like if that were the option and there were other worse beers out there,
right.
I would go for that one.
Right.
I found that out yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
That's been part of my travel.
Right. Well, yeah, right.
So
well,
it's not terrible, but I mean, it's good and it's light. Like if that's something that you're looking for, especially like if you had just had pumpkin pie.
Oh yeah.
So like if you're with your family, you're getting together and you've had pumpkin pie, or you know, you just ate some pumpkin seeds, because we always chose pumpkin seeds.
Oh yeah. They are good.
And then you just look for a beer to kind of like wind down your night. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one to wind it down with. Or
you're correct.
If you're getting ready to sit out there and pass out candy for Halloween and you want something
you
to start off,
you don't
want to
make a fool of yourself or go to jail possibly for scaring the children,
right,
because
exactly.
You've had too much one of our other beers in here that we're not going to reveal right now, but is very high ABV on the list, you know.
So it's good to either start or finish your night. It's not one you would probably have
right. Right, I don't either, but I would rate it. Now, I on my side would rate it as Hell Yeah Bartender Pouring Me Another, because this would be a beer I would stick with probably the whole night.
I would agree with that. Yeah. But I mean, like if there was, you know, if I had some of my Rhine guys with me,
mm-hmm.
I would probably be like, I started off with this one, but let me go over my Rhine.
And I do agree, because it's not a full flavored beer. I don't.
It's
think.
It's kind of almost more like a savory. It has like a weird. it kind of treads a weird line between sweet and savory.
It does, and you could, as you were talking about, you know, having this during Thanksgiving. I do believe that this could transcend from Halloween to a Thanksgiving beer.
100%.
Yes, yeah, ma'am.
That's a good 2-3 months of the year that you could probably have.
Oh, yeah.
Not have any problem with it.
Well, let's roll on to our next one. What do we have here?
The next one we have is by Golden Road Brewing, and this one is Wolf Pup Session IPA. And this one is a India Pale Ale. And it says, with a wildly aromatic citrus character.
Wild.
I'm hoping the citrus character really comes out with this one.
Oh! I'm in my own house. No one to look at me here.
And I'm looking at Will. They're all looking at
you. A German Shepherd. Yeah. That was me, Nick. I was howling. It wasn't the dog. You need my help. We're recording. Yeah.
Should we pause?
I don't think we can. What do you need my help
with? Can I talk about it while you go?
Yeah, I'm going to. One of the unbenefits of doing this at my house is that people keep needing me. So say hi, needy husband. Okay, and I'll try my dirty shoes on. I'm shoeing.
So, I will describe this while you're going.
Thank you. Keep talking.
So this one is by Golden Road Brewing, Wolf Pup Session IPA, and I will say that I had my first foray, if you will, into IPAs as of yesterday, and the first one that I had, it was a March 1st beer, and it was a very light IPA, so it didn't have that strong taste to it. It was, I think it had some grapefruit notes in it. Which I'm hoping, like this one says, that it has a wildly aromatic citrus character. I'm hoping that the citrus comes out in this one as well. But there was another one that I also had yesterday. It was much stronger. Don't remember which brewery it was by. And it tasted straight up like I had just chewed up a Christmas tree. It was so strong. But I got this one, the Wolf Pup Session IPA, because I figured that's close enough to a Halloween beer. And this one, I like the can art on it kind of as well. Because, I mean, it's a weird, it's kind of a weird mix between summer and Halloween because it's got a palm tree on here, but then it says Wolf Pup as well. So it's got a nice mixture here. But I'm hoping that Ashley will be back here in a minute so that way we can both try it because I'm interested to see what her thoughts are on the IPA because I'm not sure if she is somebody who likes IPAs as well. I'm not 100% on that, but I don't know how y'all that like IPAs have a strong affinity for them because it straight up tastes like chewing up a Christmas tree. It's such a piney flavor. But this one I'm hoping is going to, as I'm smelling it right now, I think we are going to get a good citrusy flavor from this, Ashley, as she's walking back now.
Yeah, my husband is one of those do-it-yourselfers, and I have a home.
Yeah, so do-it-ourselfer?
Yeah.
So I was explaining that my first foray into IPAs yesterday, it was okay with the first one that I had because it was a very light IPA, and I'm hoping this one is too.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one I had was much more of like when you go out and get an IPA, this is what you expect to get.
Right.
And I was like, it straight up tastes like I had just chewed up a Christmas tree.
Oh.
It was very piney.
Yeah, because usually I do think that all the IPAs that I've ever had in my life are usually really citrusy.
Yeah.
So that's very...
That's the crazy one that I had yesterday that was like, oh my God, it was like I had just chewed on a branch of a Christmas tree.
That's disgusting.
And I'm hoping that this one is going to be more towards the lighter end. So let me smell it.
And I think we explained why this would be a beer of Halloween.
Because of the Wolf Pup, which I explained the can art as well. It's kind of like a weird mix. It's like it's got summer, but it's also got fall as well. Because if you look at it, it's got a palm tree on it. But then it's about a Wolf Pup.
And I think it's because of Golden Ray Brewing. I think it's a California brewery.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah, so.
So let's try this one.
Very citrus.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I couldn't tell if it was citrus or if it was Christmas tree.
That's like hops is what, maybe it's really not the citrus. Maybe it's the hops that we're smelling.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Now, I don't know this. I can tell you right now I don't like this. I'm not going to even finish my little Dixie cup because, thank you. And I'll tell you right now, let's, and I'll get us some water to clear our palate because this is a session IPA, and I don't know if she mentioned that when I was outside, but as we discussed before, a session IPA, you just stick that up on the counter, Brian. That means that it's lower ABV when it's a session. And that tastes somewhere between, like, it tastes salt watery. It tastes flat.
4.5.
That's ABV. That is Bud Light. Flush that shit down the toilet.
100% agree on that.
I almost think I drank a Bud Light over that. And that is sad. But seriously, Wolf Pup.
No. Those of you that like IPAs would probably like that. Because, I mean, if you're going for kind of like that. What's that alcohol that tastes like? Like piney. Is it gin? I think so.
I don't know, girl, because I don't drink much gin.
I think it's gin because Tara likes gin.
Yeah.
And she's like, it tastes straight up like juniper. I was like, oh. But yeah, I think those of you that do like that flavor, that nice Christmas tree flavor, would probably like that, especially if you're looking for something light. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Especially if you're looking for something lighter. And something that you can kind of start off your night with.
Right.
As soon as I took a drink, I immediately, like, my face scrunched up. I got bitter beer face straight away.
Oh, yeah. That was absolutely foul.
A little difficult. So Ashley's going to get our next beer. We're going from lowest to highest ABVs. So yes. Ashley's getting our next one, two.
It's
getting our next two here.
One, two, punch. You want to start pouring in there?
Sure. Alrighty. Ooh, this one right away. I can smell it.
What is that one you've got in your hand there?
So this one right here, is this our first one that we're taking?
Yeah.
Okay. So this first one here is by Brooklyn Brewery, and it's called Post Road Pumpkin Ale.
Ooh.
So this one, we're starting to go up a little bit in our ABV. So the first one was 4.2, then we went up to 4.5 for the Wolf Pup. And then this one is at 5. All so it's got a picture of a pumpkin on it, which kind of was the same thing with Lion and Kugel as well. That one also had some pumpkin on the cover art there. So.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with that.
Shoot, which one did I? Which one?
This one's the darker one. So okay, that's an Oktoberfest. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is the Brooklyn, and I don't think I've ever had any of the Brooklyn. Is it Brooklyn Road?
Brooklyn brand Post Road Pumpkin Ale.
This smells a lot like to me. This smells almost just like the Lion and Kugel one to me.
Does it?
Yeah, to me it does.
I can't smell anything, but I don't know if it's because of.
This one smells almost a little sweeter.
I think mine was all foamy.
Yeah, you can pour a little bit more on mine if you want.
Get that one here.
Got a lot of head on that beer.
There we go. Okay, now I smell a little bit.
Yeah, I think it smells a little sweeter.
Cheers.
Cheers. This one's definitely a little more full flavored than that pumpkin patch shandy.
Yeah. Where I think I tasted more pumpkin flavor in the harvest patch.
I did too.
This one has a fuller flavor. So.
And this one almost has, it's like a pumpkin flavor. Also with a strong.
Nick, you want any of this?
No.
This one almost has an Oktoberfest taste to me.
Yeah, there's more of a bitter flavor at the end.
There is.
After you've like taken a couple of, like, you know, like where you kind of press your tongue up against the roof of your mouth a little bit and you kind of do the.
Yeah. I like that pumpkin patch shandy more than I like this one.
I think we should stick the pumpkin patch shandy back in there just in case.
Oh, yeah. Just split that one up at the end. This one is very good. I don't know. Like, I do taste the pumpkin in this. I do.
Yeah. This shit right here, I can just go ahead and.
Oh, yeah. Just dump that in the sink. Don't even dump that in my grass outside, girl. That might kill it. It is a Halloween beer, after all. Might kill it. All right.
But yeah, that one I tasted. Sorry if you guys can't hear me that well. That one I tasted more flavor to it, but it wasn't a pumpkin flavor. It was more like a spice flavor, I think.
Yeah,
we just had here.
I mean, I can see why it's a pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
You know, I can see why it's that. But,
It says on here on the side, it says, in the 18th century, colonial Americans brewed wonderful and interesting ales using local ingredients. Barley was the principal ingredient, but pumpkins were favored by brewers.
Oh, yeah.
I was not aware of that. Although
local ingredients, do you think it could have been, like, dead bodies?
Perhaps.
Ooh.
Perhaps. That could have been it. Maybe that's why people died so quickly.
Maybe so. Maybe they weren't really dying of, like, cholera and dysentery and whatever.
Killing themselves off with their zombie beer.
Yeah, they were actually putting some of the colonial fluids. That's what
that
should be on there. Colonial fluids. We don't know what kind.
That sounds disgusting.
In my tour that I went yesterday, they said that the average brewer back in the mid-1800s drank 22 glasses of beer a day.
And beat about 7.5 women in the process.
Maybe they just had a whole bunch of fights within the brewery.
Maybe they did. Maybe it was a fight club.
That was the only fight club back in the day.
Yeah, that would be awful.
But
I'd work there.
The thing was, though, is that the brewers, when they made those beers back in, like, the 1800s and everything, it was a much lower ABV, so you're looking at, like, 34% ABV.
Right. That ain't going to cut it in today's standards, you know.
Not when you got, like, some 12% of the time that we had the other week.
Right. They weren't taking any cues from the Irish who were brewing a Guinness back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Well, I'm going to finish this one off here real quick.
Yeah. I'll tell it. Well, she's finishing that one off. This one is going to be, speaking of colonials, I don't know if that was, you know, meant to be or what, but now we're going to review Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm not, him and I are close personal friends, that's why I didn't call it Sam Adams, I called it Samuel Adams, because we don't really know each other that well. But this is another Oktoberfest beer like the Franz was, so it's one of those Märzen, I think is how they said it, Märzen, one of those. Right, I did Google Translate it a couple weeks ago. I think it's Märzen is how you say it.
Good thing I don't speak German.
Right. But yeah, so this one I'm gonna go ahead before I even taste this, and I'm gonna assume that it's gonna taste very similar to this
probably. This one I'm thinking speaking of our last one, I'm gonna give that one somewhere between a 2 and a 3. Between somebody else's dime and
I'm gonna give it to somebody else's dime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't bad, but I'm not gonna go out and buy it myself.
I like the nice simple sticker art that they have on there.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. But yeah, it is basic, but it works. It's just a pumpkin.
Yep, it's with kind of like a brown and orange and gold and white label with a big pumpkin on it.
With a big B for Brooklyn. Right.
I mean, I like their sticker art, but not a huge fan of having that beer. That's probably somewhere in the middle of my night that I have had that. Mm-hmm. Is where I would probably want to drink that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Next one is our Oktoberfest by Sam Adams.
And then this smells very similar to the other one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Also a local brewery.
Yes, it is local.
I don't smell anything coming off of it. Yeah, I don't smell anything.
This is definitely more full flavored than the Brooklyn.
You think?
Maybe not by much, now that it's hitting the back.
Yeah, that's what I say. It feels like it's kind of, like, right around the same. But it has less of a pumpkin-y flavor to it. Like, I don't know what I expect I don't know what I expect out of a Oktoberfest beer.
Right.
But it doesn't. Yeah.
Some kind of pumpkin, but no. Because that Franz didn't either.
No, the Franz tasted terrible, in my opinion. But I say all the reasons that I don't like. It tastes like all the reasons.
So
I don't
do you like this one then?
I mean, it tastes kind of like a bud to me.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't really taste any real flavor to it, other than just like a basic beer.
What I do like about this label here that I just noticed, so it's got, you know, Sam Adams with one of his
tankards.
Yeah, colonial tankards here, like, hey boys, and then it's got like little like steins and like barley.
Oh yeah, like barley or wheat, and then maybe some hops.
Yeah, wine. Like, you know, going around the label. And then look at that. That's what their glasses look like. There's one of their glasses outlined on the label. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. The little beer drinking cup.
Yeah, that looks just like it.
Huh.
And I don't know. I like this one.
I mean, it just tastes like a regular beer to me. I don't taste anything. Like, I don't taste anything that I would think of, like, ooh, October.
Right.
The fest of October.
Well, when we went to Oktoberfest, I mean, that's
a lot of that
essentially
stuff
what that other beer tastes like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would say, hell yeah, bartender, pour me another, because I like it.
I'm giving that one, so personally, I would look at it and say, no, that's a three. Three for me.
Three for you.
Down the drain. So, Ashley is going to get our next round ready. Our next two come out here. We've got a lot of beers to review today, you guys. So.
We do. We're drinking a lot.
A lot, but a little at the same time.
Right.
We've got a lot of beers to sample. We're doing a lot of samples, but we're making sure that we drink responsibly as well.
Yes, and which is weird when you're doing it at your house, because I feel like we're wasting so much beer. It's crazy. So the next one here is from a brewery that Miss Brianne went to yesterday, and I have not been yet. And this is the second beer I've had from this place.
So our second one is by March 1st, and they're a newer brewery. Did you know how they got their name, by the way?
No.
They were getting ready to put in their paperwork to start up the brewery.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a name picked out for it yet.
Ah.
And it's over in, I think, Mason or Blue Ash. And so just kind of like as a placeholder, for lack of a better term, they just put down March 1st as the name of the brewery, and they were filing paperwork on March 1st.
That's
because
hilarious. Which is why
they put March 1st down on there. And then the, I think the statehood date of Ohio is March 1st.
Oh, yeah?
Of 1803.
Well, that's pretty
cool. And they're
cool.
Like, well, wait a minute. Why don't we just call it March 1st Brewery then? Because it's an Ohio brewery.
Why not?
And so this one is, which I thought that was a cute little thing.
When you've got breweries called Birkus or Birkus,
not the stupidest name I've heard, but I think it's basically what we're trying to say.
Right. And not the worst beer I've ever had.
No.
Not saying much, Birkus, however you want to say your name.
You have a chance to redeem yourself, is what she's trying to say.
Yes.
But March 1st, when I went there, I will say this for anybody that's local, it is nice and bright, open. When I think of like going to a bar someplace,
mm-hmm.
I think of going someplace that's crowded, cramped,
right.
Dark. And, like, you know, probably the scene that you would have in the beginning of a movie where somebody's planning a murder.
I like that scene.
That's always a good scene. But that would not be able to take place in March 1st. March 1st is very bright and open and spacious. And it's a nice place to go to. They have a ton of screens around. Bunch of different flags hanging from the ceilings and everything.
Awesome.
So if any of y'all get a chance to go out there, it's a March 1st Brewery. And this one that we're having, kind of...
I'm excited
to
try this one.
Because I'm thinking that this is my favorite flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It's Airhead. So, you know, when you go trick-or-treating, what do you always end up getting? A green apple Airhead.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of those mystery flavors.
Ooh, I love Airhead.
And Airheads is also local.
Yeah, VML is. It's over by the airport.
Yep. It's in Erlanger, which is... where I live.
Well, look at that.
So it's the best of both worlds. So this one is a green apple Airheads flavored beer.
So we're pretty excited about
this. Totally psyched about it. And it is at, let's see, if I can find the ABV on here. Blah, blah, blah.
There it is. It's 6-something. It's on the bottom there.
Oh, 6.9. So that's a quick jump there.
Yeah.
That's almost a 2% jump from our last one. So
right.
I'll go ahead and pour. I just tilted it, and like some of the air came out, and I smell it, and it smells like an Airhead. Do you mind if I let your son smell it?
No. You want to smell this beer that smells like Airheads?
Does it smell like an Airhead? Like a green... What? That smells like green apple, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. One for you.
Thank you. And this looks just like that Easy Kyle.
Oh,
I've never seen a beer that looks like that, and that's what makes me think.
It looks
that it's
like
excited.
Lemonade.
A little bit, don't
it? Yeah, kind of. Except it's got kind of like a greenish flavor to it, doesn't it? Like almost like a green tea or something.
Yeah.
So we had a slight technical difficulty, but that's okay. But we're back on this March 1st Airhead beer.
Yes, we are, and I am loving the smell of it. Oh, yeah. The color of it.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I wonder if this is something. I wanted to see something cold.
That's really good. Yeah.
That is really good.
That is straight up like if you liquefied an Airhead.
Yes.
Dumped it into a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And just straight up drank it.
I'm wanting Van Mel to make a beer of every Airhead flavor.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
To see something really cool.
You want me to see something really cool? I will let you continue to go ahead and describe this beer while I go look real quick.
Okay. So this beer is, like she said, someone liquefied an Airhead and put it into a beer. Now, upon first taste of this, you're punched in the face with green apple Airhead flavor. But this isn't sweet like an Airhead is. It's dry, almost like a wine, in my opinion. And I can't be giving out wine reviews because I'm not, you know, educationally versed in the world of wines. Like some of my friends are. I'm not that refined, but this is dry like a wine, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
To an extent,
mm-hmm.
I would agree with it. However, I could hear you saying like it wasn't too sweet. I think it is really sweet.
You do?
Yeah. This is one of those where I would be like, I couldn't drink this all night.
I couldn't drink it all night either.
Yeah, I would have to switch it up between something lighter flavor because right. This is like, it hits, it's not as tart as Slandria.
No.
But it hits the back of your tongue.
It is. What? Now that you're saying that, though, on the back of my tongue, it is more sweet on the back of my tongue.
It's got that kind of like tart kick.
Yeah.
Right back there where, I mean, you just feel like your saliva start being produced.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You're just like, whoa.
You're just mouth watering. Your jowls are just on fire.
Right here.
I think so.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
It's a very... Very
it's a good
hit the nail on the head.
They did.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to say, hey, what did you think a green apple flavor Airhead beer tastes like?
This? Yeah, this.
This is exactly. And it's not one of those things like, well, you know how there's some flavors where you go to try to take a drink or take a bite of something and it's such and such flavor. Like, this is not one of those things where it's a fake flavor.
No.
It's you definitely taste green, tart, Smith apple.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike those nasty, like, watermelon flavored stuff.
Oh, God, I hate watermelon
flavor,
beer.
Strawberry flavor.
This is pure.
This is definitely green apple.
Pure Halloween goodness. Mm-hmm. And I would say, hell yeah, bartender, pour me another one. But again, not on the same day.
Yeah.
Another day.
Keep my tab open, bartender.
Keep it open. Keep it open.
Yes. And our next one.
Our next one is going to be... the sticker art. Good. So, it's got a...
So it's got the... It's a very basic label, but it's got a... it's multicolored with different shades of green on it, just like you would see on an Airhead's wrapper. And it's got a Airhead's balloon on it and a... bright green apple, and then it's got the March 1st ribbon on it as well. It's a basic sticker, but it gets the point across. You look at that, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely...
I mean, when I first bought that beer at Party Town and I saw the Airhead balloon on it, I'm like, what's this? I don't care. It's Airheads, and it's in a bottle. It's in a liquid form. Put it in my six-pack.
And it was a great choice. So our next one.
Elysian Night Owl.
Which sounds very cool.
Night Owl.
And speaking of sticker art on this one kind of looks pretty badass.
That's why I bought it, to be honest with you. And the title, Night Owl.
Night Owl. Well, if you're all wondering what's on the label, it's a Night Owl.
If I were a wrestler, I'd go by the name Night Owl.
Night Owl. Is that a Mexican wrestling name?
Yes, Night Owl.
Night Owl. I think I would probably have to forfeit every match if that were the case. But if it's Night Owl,
hell no, that's Night Owl.
Who?
Oh.
I see what you did there.
Who?
Who? So it's got an owl on it. Very stern looking owl.
Oh, yeah.
As most owls are.
Right.
With a moon in the back of a blood moon. With some sort of bare branches.
So, yeah, like it's, you know,
very sparsely branched trees.
Like you're going into the woods, you're following this owl.
You look like, for a beer. Like just looking at that, it's like I'm about ready to make bad choices.
Right. With this owl as my guide.
Yes, I'm about ready to, oh no, you might want to plug in your PC. So this
I'm gonna plug in the PC and let Brian tell you about
Night Owl.
So this is a Night Owl pumpkin ale. This is our original pumpkin ale. Brewed with pumpkin, roasted, and raw pumpkin seeds. Ooh. And spiced in conditioning with nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, ginger, and allspice. And this one is a 6.7. Oh, and it is unfiltered, so it may contain sediment. Hope you didn't shake it.
I hope I get some sediment.
Oh, that sounds just... Well, I mean, it would kind of go in with, like, the whole allspice.
It would.
That would go
you
with it. I mean, how it kind of like that gritty... Blah.
But I get sentimental about getting sediments in my beard.
Yeah, it's pumpkin seeds, pumpkin... Nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, ginger, and allspice. So this sounds like this is going to be kind of like the smell of when you are going through and getting ready to do some fall baking.
I think so.
But maybe in liquid form.
Yes.
So let's try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, that was close.
Mm.
Almost spilled it.
Oh, yeah.
I smell it. I can smell something. I don't know what it is.
And it smells kind of soapy, actually. Do you get that? Smells kind of soapy.
Like bar soap, not liquid soap?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Now that you say that.
I'm tasting all those spices. Clove is definitely in there.
Yeah. And nutmeg.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon for sure.
Like the spices hit at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Because cinnamon and clove are right there at the beginning. Yeah, cinnamon and clove right there at the beginning. And now when I breathe out, like if I take a breath in through my mouth and breathe out, then you can taste the pumpkin. And I can kind of taste that allspice there on the top of my tongue.
I take the most faint is the pumpkin.
Yes, even though it's a pumpkin ale.
It should just be called allspice ale, damn it.
Pretty much. Fall baking ale.
Right. Elysian. Fall baking ale. Doesn't have quite the ring to it.
So, night owl, like when you're up late,
mm-hmm.
getting ready to bake for your family.
Maybe that's what it is.
You gotta make some, you know, muffins or some,
right.
some kind of like spiced cookies or something.
I have a cousin who calls herself the all-night baker up in Ohio. Maybe she should partake in this brew.
There we go. Oh, I wonder if she could maybe make something with that in it. That would be
Because she does use Guinness and stout in one of her bacon stout cupcakes. She should make a night and call it just the night owl cupcake.
Or she could make like maybe cookies, owl-shaped cookies.
Oh, yeah. With
that
in it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe some, you know what that would probably be good in?
What?
Is a nice bread.
Oh, yeah.
Like a nice loaf of bread, like a nice, like one of those small little loaves of bread that you
mm-hmm.
can get. And then with like maybe like a cream cheese frosting.
Could call it the Who Day bread. You get me?
Yeah, you get where I'm coming from. Only if it's a loser type of a bread. We can't make fun of the Browns anymore. The Browns are going better.
Oh, the Bengals. I would say, I don't know, I like this. I would say, hell yeah. Bartender hit me again. I like this one.
That one's a solid on somebody else's dime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that this one is one of those where you would probably only want it at a specific time of the year. It's not something It's not something that you would want in the middle of summer.
No. Well, and I doubt you could even find this beer in the middle of the summer.
It would
maybe hanging out on some shelf somewhere.
Yeah, like we forgot to restock something.
Right.
Let's see. I don't know what our next one, actually.
Back to the ciders.
Yes. Which I think we can make an exception for ciders at this point of the year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, cider is definitely in the Halloween stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I don't feel like I want to drink any ciders in
no.
the summer. They're way too sweet.
I think. Maybe.
And I've not had any of Braxton's ciders.
I've not had any Braxton ciders either. I've had some of their beers for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have any of their ciders.
Yes.
So this one is by Braxton Brewing, and it is a 5.0. How did we drop back down again?
I think it's because I put them in my already loaded refrigerator out of order.
Meh. I mean, they're all going to the same place anyway.
That's true.
They're all going to be mixing together down
there. That's right.
So this one is Kickback Hard Cider. It's a rosé cider, 5.0.
Rosé.
Rosé.
Trying to get fancy like the wine.
Yes. It's a semi-dry. So maybe this will help with some of that sweetness that we've been experiencing for the last few. Maybe we can kind of cut it back a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Although just by looking at it, the can art is very
basic.
It is very basic. It's got the Braxton label with like the, is that an eagle?
I think so. It's an eagle.
An eagle with a hop button.
Mm-hmm.
And,
which is a cool ass logo.
It is very, can I say this? I feel like I'm taking this in the wrong direction, but it's like, if the Nazis were to have a brewing company.
You know what? That's true. I see it.
Like the Nazi eagle.
You're right.
Like, if the Nazis were to have a brewing company. Yeah. No disrespect whatsoever to Braxton. It's just that's the first thing that came to mind.
Right.
But it's the Kickback Hard Cider, and it's a very pink can. So this one is a can. All the rest of them
for all you ladies out there that
yes.
like the pink and like the wine with your pinkies popped up, this is the one for you.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well, that was.
I mean, I've already spilled. I still need a mop, so you
yeah.
know.
Okay. Meh. The dogs can clean it, I'm sure. Right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So. Ooh, and it's pink coming out of there too.
It looks like
Pepto Bismol.
Well, no, I was going to say it looks like white zit.
I saw the way it opened that. I'm pouring it.
Oh, that's okay.
This is only our second can so far. Our only second can.
Yes, it's a can. Everything else has been bottles.
But yeah, this is a very pink liquid. It smells like it's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Almost has kind of like a bubblegum scent to it.
It does in a way.
But when I think of cider, I'm thinking of fall. I'm thinking of like sitting outside.
Not a rosé cider, though.
Just any type of cider,
yeah.
I think. But like a cider, I think of like kicking back, waiting for the trick-or-treaters to start showing up. You got your bowls of candy sitting out
mm-hmm.
there. You probably have maybe a quarter or two stashed somewhere mm-hmm. underneath your blankets.
Right.
Or, depending upon how well the neighbors know you, you might just be sitting right out there next to your chair.
Right.
So,
cheers.
I think of ciders, like campfire or waiting for trick-or-treaters.
All right.
Mm. That is tart. It's like if you were to chew a piece of pink bubble gum while also taking a bite out of an apple, out of a
yeah,
tart apple.
You are correct. And either way, I don't like it.
I do, actually.
You do like
mm-hmm.
it?
It's like, I like it. It's not a bad mixture, I don't
know. Yeah.
But you apparently think that it's definitely a bad mixture.
I do not like it. It is too tart for me, and it has no other flavor to me but tartness.
Tart?
Yeah. Like, it's just like...
Oh, my God, that's loud.
I know. Hey, at least he's in there.
That's true.
It is too tart for me in the sense that it has no other flavor to me. It's just like that... Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I've got nothing for this one. It's just a big old no for me.
It tastes too bubblegummy.
Does it? I get where you're coming from with that.
I like that powdery bubblegum taste.
Yeah.
Like before you chew the bubblegum up very well, like
yeah.
you get that powder on the outside of it.
Yeah, I get where you're going with that.
It is light enough to where I could probably finish a whole can of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably be like, I'm going to need some food after I finish the whole
mm-hmm.
can. But I would give that maybe a 1 if I was going to start off with that.
Yeah. I would give it a 1 and
yeah.
call it a day
and
never and
have
it again. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Never.
These right here. So should we refresh and go on to our next beers?
I think we should.
All right.
I think we should.
So, one moment while we go ahead and get rid of these?
Yeah, we can get rid of those. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
That one, yeah.
Which one?
We can get rid of
all of them?
Yeah, okay. All of them is fine. With me.
Some more beers for you guys. Let you know.
Get some more beers. Here they come. My husband, he's coming back in. How's everything going out there? Huh? Yeah? We've got three more beers to review. Three more beers from the 13 beers of Halloween.
We had an IPA.
It was gross.
Nothing. You have a, what was that one?
Which one?
American.
Oh, that was amazing. And we have, why don't you take the rest of it, because I had one and she brought one. So why don't you take the rest of that one. It's really good. We didn't drink out of it. We just poured it. Oh, yeah. It's good. Tell us, Nick, let's hear your review on it.
A little too sweet.
A little bit too sweet for you?
Is that not a green apple Airhead, though?
Ooh.
That's a green apple Airhead, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You get one of my favorites.
Oh, is it a beer of Halloween?
No.
It is not. It's a Budweiser. Beer of American. Beer of Americans everywhere. Ooh. Like, let's go get a tattoo of an eagle with an American flag and call it a day. Okay, so... next is going to be another Braxton beer.
What are we looking at?
Oh, this one right here. Pumpkin Pie Ale, is it called? Or just Pumpkin Pie?
It's just saying Pumpkin Pie, but it is the Collar Series Handcrafted Batch.
Yeah, they partnered with Grater's, which is a local ice cream company. They've done this on a couple of their brews, and I've actually had this one.
I had this one yesterday as well.
So you had it on tap.
I had it on tap. Yes.
Tell me what you thought about it on tap.
It had too much of a spice flavor on tap. And I think also the fact that I had a good number, like I probably already sampled like 8 to 12 beers
mm-hmm.
by this point. I mean, granted, we had like, you know, big Cervati's pretzels in between.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I'd already eaten before that.
Right.
It was able to at least kind of like kill some of the effect of the beer that I'd been drinking already, but
right.
I think because this was at the end of the day, it was just a lot at the end of the day. But I haven't had it in can yet, so I'm wondering if this is going to be any different.
I'm wondering that too, because I had it on tap as well mm-hmm. at a wedding, and I thought that it tasted nothing like pumpkin.
I would go ahead and agree with that as I had it on tap. We're both kind of like standing here trying to figure out what she's opening.
Yeah, my husband's over here opening frozen waffles at 4:36 in the afternoon. Yes.
Power waffles.
I am making dinner.
He's having Leonard.
Leonard?
Yeah.
Leonard.
Yep. So this one is ale. It is an ale.
Yes.
So it's brewed with pumpkin, spices, vanilla, lactose.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that gives it kind of like a bit of a sour flavor to it.
You think, or should it make it a little bit sweeter?
I don't know. I mean, it was just kind of an odd flavor, I think, maybe at that point of the day.
Gotcha.
But it says that it's got rich pumpkin pie spices, notes of golden brown pie crust.
Where's the ready whip?
But it says making this beer an ode to a timeless harvest staple and your favorite flavors of fall.
That's a bold statement.
That,
so
yeah, we might be ready to disprove that.
I do. I'm gonna wear the Braxton Brewing hat. You can't see me because this isn't YouTube or anything like that. But
your trucker hat.
Yeah, trucker hat. I got it on right now.
Well, now you're ready.
I'm ready.
So this is a 7% alcohol.
That's also pretty bold.
ABV.
It's pretty bold.
20 IBU, which I just found out IBU yesterday.
Yes, and explain to our listeners what IBU is.
IBU is International Bitters.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically, it's a calculation that they make based upon the amount of hops. So, it's drinking straight up maple syrup.
Right.
Maybe if we added the maple syrup in here, it would taste a little bit better.
It might.
Know, let's see what it's like in can. I mean,
let's check it out. It could be different.
Let's keep it open.
Open mind in a can.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie. I'm gonna say it three times.
Maybe Candyman will come out and make this brew even better since you said it three times.
I don't know that Candyman typically makes things better.
That's true. That's... Maybe Beetlejuice.
Here we go.
What? My husband's a big scary baby, so don't be talking about Candyman in there. Oh, Lord.
I almost overflowed it.
Oh, I've said it twice now, Nick, myself. I won't say it again.
It's got a lot of foam to it.
A lot of foam.
Yeah.
A lot of head. Didn't you try this? Didn't you try this?
I like
beer. Here. You want one?
No,
I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it's not that much, apparently.
Apparently.
Well, now that he's cooking those waffles, I don't know if I'm smelling the beer or if I'm smelling the waffles.
You're smelling the waffles. They're
okay.
Like vanilla.
Yeah. But
yeah.
See, the thing is that this also says it has vanilla in it.
I know, but I wish that that smell that you were smelling was this. I already like this better in the can.
Yes. It's got a creamier taste to it.
It does. It really does.
But it's not bad.
For the record.
No.
For the record.
From a what? We can't hear you.
From a bottle.
I like can from a beer from a can more than a bottle.
You heard it, folks. Straight from the horse's ass.
Yeah.
Woo! All right.
There's your butt up.
Yeah. Mm.
I do like this better.
In a can, it is better.
But I'm not tasting pumpkin pie stuff.
I'm not either.
I'm tasting more vanilla.
I taste the vanilla.
And the brown sugar.
I do. I taste that as well.
You
don't have to taste the brown sugar. I
know I am. Six.
Tell me how the reds do.
This is better, and it is creamier.
Yeah, I like it better in a can, but that said, I'm thinking it's a 2 to a 3.
I'd give it a 2.
A 2?
A 2.
On somebody else's dime?
Mm-hmm. Not on my dime.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still finish what's left of my Dick's cup.
Yeah. Of course.
But I don't taste that pumpkin pie flavor. Have you ever had pumpkin pie graters ice cream?
Yeah, and it's very good.
Is it?
Yeah, and this doesn't taste like that.
Doesn't
so
it?
For them, see that all of their brews they've done the black raspberry chip and they did the blueberry pie.
The black raspberry chip I was not a fan of.
No, none of them taste like it.
It just tastes too bitter.
It does.
It's like if you were to have like a bitter mixed with an ice cream flavor.
Well, and it's a milk stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. And you'd think that would make it sweeter.
Yeah, you would think. But I mean, especially the brown sugar and everything,
right.
It just did not, it didn't hit the mark on this one.
No.
I'm hoping that there's going to be a time when maybe they do hit it. Like if they have like a butter pecan or something, that would probably be a good salt flavor. Holy goodness, that's actually opening up our next one.
No, that wasn't. That wasn't Nick farting in the background. That was Pumpkin Nitro Imperial. Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Nitro. Imperial Pumpkin Ale Nitro.
And this is by Southern Tier. This was actually the first beer that I tried. Because this was back, I think, in August, maybe.
Yeah.
When you and I first started talking about
it. I think so.
Podcast.
Yeah.
When you had already had a couple episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd never had any craft beers before. And
right.
We were saying, okay, well, let's try some.
And I was surprised that they even had that at that point in
time. And I was saying with this one that this was a beer that at the time, because it was like 70-some degrees outside.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hot and
mm-hmm.
muggy. Like, I was sweating sitting
oh,
there.
Yeah.
And, like, my arms were sticking to the bar top.
Oh, yeah.
It was not the best experience. I was like,
it was still swamp ass weather. So
it was. It was too warm, I think, at the time to
mm-hmm.
be able to enjoy it. I thought this would be good if it weren't so hot outside. This
right.
is a good one to try to have as you're sitting around a fire or when
right.
it's nice and crisp outside. So this one is by Southern Tier. And it's the Pumpkin Nitro. And I just realized that we did not go over the can art.
Oh, for the Braxton. Braxton's.
Yeah.
Again, they're all very basic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, it's got the Grater's logo on it as well. And it's like orange and like a cream color. And it's got the Braxton Nazi logo on it. And
it.
Yeah, you can't unsee it now. And it's just a very basic label. And all of their I don't know what word I'm looking for, but just to let you know, all of the Grater's labels look like this.
Consistent.
They're very consistent. They're just they're a basic label.
Ooh. And that one was for the ABV. What did I say?
Seven.
Okay.
Pretty high.
And then what's this one?
This one is an 8.6. So
we're going back up again.
Going back up.
Oh, here you go. Bam. So this one I'm thinking we're probably going to smell more pumpkin to it, or at least more spice to it.
I smell pumpkin in it and spice.
I smell pumpkin.
Yeah.
I don't smell the spice yet, but I smell pumpkin. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. More pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. This one is very good. This one's a very, very pumpkin-y beer. You want to try some, Nick?
No.
No?
No.
This one is not the greatest pumpkin pie. That's for sure.
This one is amazing.
It's a lot creamier, too, I think, because it's a nitro.
It is. Is that what the nitro means?
Well, don't they have the nitrogen infusion to it?
That's what they were. That's right.
Oh, 8.6? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
It's got the Ball brewing label on it, or the Ball canning label on it.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them do.
Huh.
A lot of these cans do. I've noticed that. And this can, speaking of cans, this is a badassery of cans right here.
Ball makes the majority.
Yeah, they do. It's got a huge, wicked-looking pumpkin with a crown.
So it is the Pumpkin.
Right.
And it's an orange and black and white can. So it's basically what you would think of when you think of...
And it says seasonal on it. So my husband's back there drinking bourbon.
Trying to. Getting ready to. Opening up some good old Maker's Mark, speaking of. Locals.
And, you know.
I'm getting
out. Well, you're fixing the car. We are in Kentucky, folks. No, he's not my cousin.
This is good. I like it. It's got that creamier taste to it. It's more, it's got that foamy taste to it.
Yeah, I like it. I will give this one a hell yeah, bartender, pour me another.
I would, as long as it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely all of these beers, just to be honest, these are all beers I would only drink during the fall season. I mean, maybe the pumpkin patch. I mean, not even the pumpkin patch shandy as light as it is.
Oh, Harvest the
Lime. Don't they have one called pumpkin patch shandy also? I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe it's the Mandela effect. I'm not sure. All right. Well,
possibly.
Who knows?
How's this wolf pup?
Nasty.
Terrible. You want to try it?
An IPA, you mean?
Anyhow.
It tastes like you bite off a branch of a Christmas tree, you chewed it up in your mouth, and then the spit that's left over.
What about this Sam Adams? Really yeah, I remember playing there.
I liked it.
You're not
she didn't.
You didn't like it?
No. It just tasted like a regular beer.
That was basic.
This right here?
Yeah. It was basic.
Yeah.
What about this?
You have to listen to the podcast. It was good.
That one was actually not bad.
Yeah, that one was good.
The Night Owl?
The Night Owl wasn't bad.
No, you got to say it like this.
Night Owl. Are you going to say what the number one beer is from the night?
I think we can, but I think we already know.
We already know which one it is.
We already know.
Well, then again, though, we haven't given this one a shot yet.
That's true.
We can open up our last one here. I'll finish off the rest of this... Dixie Cup.
This one's 9.
Is that the one you said was the best?
No.
Which one are you saying is the best?
Well, we're not there yet.
Airheads? That ain't what it means?
We're not there yet. Shut your pocket.
We have one more to try.
When I said you heard it straight from the horse's mouth. You mean Nick Holler? Okay. I use last names, I'm sorry.
But if the sound was outside in the garage, there's a speaker out there.
And apparently when you're doing a podcast on your laptop, Anchor only allows 30 minutes. And we've had probably an hour and a half, I guess. But, I mean, damn, people, it's a lot of beers. What do you want?
Yeah, that's a lot. This is our 12th one that we're getting ready to do now.
And it's called Bigfoot. Clearly, it's a monster, so that's why I chose it. It's a barley wine style ale that I've never had before.
I don't even know what barley wine style is.
I don't either. I'm thinking, you drink wine, though. Isn't barley wine a thing? Right.
Maybe we'll have to do the wine tour if you guys since you brewed us.
That's true.
Because they do wine, beer, and bourbon now.
Ooh, la la.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Some distillery tours. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're going to get some palate cleansers, though, and betwixt.
Yes, we had some snacks.
Yep, we got some peanuts, some popcorn, try to clean our palate out.
No Cracker Jacks. I should use some Cracker Jacks in there.
That would lend too much of caramel flavor, maybe.
Yeah. True. And we're not at a ball game.
No, we are not watching the Reds lose.
No,
we are not wearing a red shirt. You're probably sitting there like, I hate
you. No, I'm totally self-aware that the Reds are terrible. But they are my
first season.
Yes. I don't know. This does smell winey. Winey and hoppy. It smells more hoppy to me.
Yeah. I think so. It's got a pungent flavor. Pungent scent to it.
And maybe that's because Bigfoot is pungent smelling. And I know that because I've actually come into contact with the beast.
With the beast itself? Himself or herself?
I couldn't tell. But this is, what did I say it was? It was like 9.6% ABV. That's a lot.
That's getting nothing, that's for sure.
So, this will definitely be a one and done no matter how
Cheers.
You want it. Cheers.
Yeah. So, we decided we're going to end our foray for this evening to our Halloween beers with the highest ABV.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
This is
disgusting. That doesn't taste like wine.
No.
It doesn't taste like beer either.
I don't know what this tastes like.
It tastes like 30 Bud Light pour that shit down the drain, except worse.
Oh, yeah. This could actually be...
That is the most bitter shit I have ever tasted.
Oh, yeah.
Summer.
This is bitter. This is...
It's creamy, but not in a good way.
No.
It's the last one.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, wow. My cheeks are going up. Getting high cheekbones.
I'm getting crow's feet from this.
Oh, yeah. Jackson's now.
I need some!
Yeah, he's sitting there eating all of his...
Seeds.
His seeds. Pumpkin pie seeds.
Pumpkin pie seeds.
Come on.
Seeds.
Keep your little grubs out of the bowl.
Let me have some more!
Anybody that has kids, especially boys, know that...
Yep. Let's go, boys.
You're done. So, yeah, ending this with Bigfoot by Sierra Nevada. Now, I will say, though, that the bottle label art is amazing. Look at this bottle label art. It's got Bigfoot or Sasquatch, depending on the area you're in.
I like it.
Every region has a different name for it. I actually went to a... this is a really nerdy fact, but my son and I went to a Kentucky Bigfoot organization meeting at the library.
The Bigfoot Research Organization?
Yeah. We went to that, and it was very interesting.
My nephew used to be scared of Bigfoots.
Yeah.
When he was little. Mm-hmm. Well, he's still little. Mm-hmm. But back when he was younger than Jax.
Yeah. Well, and I mean... I've really never seen Bigfoot, but I do believe he exists.
I believe there's a possibility.
Somewhat. Believe. No, I don't believe in, when they say Bigfoot doesn't have any remains because they're actually UFOs and, going into, no.
Or that they carry their dead off or whatever.
Right. I would more believe that they eat their remains.
Possibly.
Someone told me that.
Who knows? But
no, it wasn't a guy in the back of a van.
That's where this beer tastes like it came from, was kind of the back of a van.
That was home brewing.
Or that it fell off of another van.
Oh, yeah.
And they happened to pick it up.
Right. Coming out the tailpipe.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is so bitter. It's so bitter that it almost tastes skunked.
All of Sierra Nevada's beers are bitter to me. Everyone I've ever had.
That's the first Sierra Nevada I've had.
They're all really hoppy. And this one is no exception.
I'm glad that you got the peanuts and the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cleanse that palate because I was one and done with that soup.
Oh, yeah. I'm not drinking the rest of that.
No.
I'm actually going to pour this in my car when we're finished. And mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You'd be so pissed. You actually did that. How'd you do? It tasted like used
butter. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to actually pour this in the thing that you put used oil in because we do our own oil changes here. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to pour it in there.
That would probably mix right in with it.
It would. Oh. It would. Oh, but yeah. We have one more beer left to do, and we're going to do that later this week to wrap up the 13 beers of Halloween. And so what one are we going with? I think I know in my mind, but I want to hear from you which one you would give number one at this point out of all the ones that we've had.
Number one for flavor alone is the Airheads by Nat
Fresh. Yes, ma'am. That was mine.
Mm-hmm. However, that being said, though, we both, I think, agree that that's one of the ones that you could not drink.
No. No, I couldn't, but flavor-wise, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I would say for the best label art
mm-hmm.
would have to be the Night Owl.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, this Bigfoot label art is very cool. It's they're in the middle of a woods somewhere. Bigfoot Sasquatch is hiding behind the trees watching this guy that looks like he is a miner with a jackass.
Minor, M-I-N-E-R, not M-I-N-O-R.
Right, right. A miner, like a gold miner back in the day.
A prospector.
Mm-hmm. That was about what? A prospector with a donkey. Getting ready to go prospect some gold, perhaps, or maybe some of this barley wine ale. Hopefully he doesn't find any because it's fucking disgusting.
It's not
nice. Yeah, that is worse than Bud Light. I could drink Bud Light over that any day.
Yeah, if you get any option.
Right. Like if you change your radiator
mm-hmm.
and they said, drink this or drink that or saw your arm off. If you were in that scenario.
It tastes what I imagine compost tea would taste like.
Compost tea.
Mm-hmm. Like the stuff that you pour over your plants.
Oh, yeah.
Like as fertilizer. Like you just basically run water through compost or like you put compost into water like in a bag and like let it just sit there.
Absolutely foul.
Mm.
But yeah. And I mean, second foul for me was that Braxton's Rosé Kickback Cider.
Really?
Yeah. I did not like that.
That one was not bad, I didn't think. But then again, though, it wasn't. I like the sweeter type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Your son has a big red mark on his back.
What happened? You were whipping? You fall? What happened?
I was on the seat and I fell.
That probably stung. Did you walk it off?
Were you horse playing?
You gotta walk it off and stretch it out.
Walk it off.
Rub a little dirt on it.
Yeah, rub some dirt in it. You be all right.
For the words of Ray Peyton Manning.
But yeah, so we will be back at you. And I'm sorry we took a hiatus, but it turns out I'm in classes right now, and so is Brianne. It turns out, you know, regular life doesn't allow for lot of stuff.
Well, it does. It's just not at the same time.
Very true. Very, very true.
So you're available. I'm not available. I'm available. You're not available.
That's difficult. But, and we can't do the. We have to do these together, which I think is better anyway.
Because otherwise it's more fun.
Yeah. And I don't understand that. But yeah. So we'll be back actually, though, at the end of this week. Reviewing
by the end of the week.
Yeah, let's say it. Let's keep it loose. Mm-hmm. Let's not put labels on it.
Yeah.
By the end of the week to do our final 13th beer of Halloween.
Yes. And then what should we do after that? Though? Once Halloween is coming on.
I think we should go straight into Thanksgiving beers.
We do have a couple of Thanksgiving beers, but mm-hmm. I don't know if there's really, if there's a whole lot you can do Thanksgiving-wise that would differ from Halloween.
There is a couple, and you actually brought one over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk about it now, so we'll have it for later. But there's a couple, actually,
mm-hmm.
and I will let you know about those beforehand.
Okay.
But, yeah, they are definitely... There's some Thanksgiving beers to be thankful for. For sure. So, yeah, my son is now sweeping in the kitchen, having Spider-Man eat some popcorn. So I think on that note, we're going to say happy Halloween. Happy Halloweeners.
Indeed, and enjoy your responsibly.
Enjoy your candy responsibly. We don't want anybody catching type 1 diabetes.
No, that is true. Let us know if you guys have any ideas as to what we could consider some Thanksgiving beers. If you guys have any off the top of your head. Actually, you want to give up the Insta?
Yeah. It's,
I finally downloaded it back onto mine again.
Yeah. It's I wasn't able to change over. I couldn't change it over yet. I haven't done that yet, but it's actually Beer Baroness Ash, BeerBaronessAsh. So if you want to hit us up and leave a message on what we should review, please, by all means, do that. And
if there's any breweries out there
right.
that you guys think that we should go to.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them around here in the Cincinnati area. I think I heard somewhere that there are more breweries here in the Cincinnati area now than there were during like the mid to late 1800s, early 1900s.
Oh, wow.
Brewing in Cincinnati.
I just found Little Miami Brewing the other day. And it's not too far at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about going up there.
Yeah, so anything that's in, like, the Cincinnati area, or how far do we want to say, like, from here to where?
I'd say from here to, like, maybe Dayton. What do you think?
Yeah, here to Dayton.
Or maybe to Lexington.
Yeah.
There's some good ones in Louisville.
Some maybe down in Louisville. Like, yeah. If we have time to where we can do, like, a weekend.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or even over in Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, Indiana as well. Okay. Tri-state area.
I will say Indiana's more known for wine, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, that's got a wine trail in there, which I keep seeing ads for on Facebook. But,
right.
But, yeah, if there's any breweries that you guys would like us to go to and review, we would be happy to do that as well.
Yes, so hit us up. And in the meantime,
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Keep it creepy.
Enjoy your brews.